start out. They're going to one by one go and share a word about this weekend and what God did for them.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all of you guys for, I know a lot of you guys helped pay our way to go, and just for your prayers and your encouragement. And I want to thank Brother Chris and Miss Beth and my mom and dad and Miss Angie and all the, I think that's all the adults that went, and Brother Mickey for for just going. You know, if they didn't go, then we wouldn't be able to go by ourselves. So I want to thank them for going and just putting up with us and all the stuff that we did. The Lord this week spoke to my heart about several different things, one of them being a better witness. I feel like every time I get up to give a testimony in church, I say that, but I feel it's like I always say I need to do it, and I never really go forward as much as I need to. And sometimes I just wait for opportunities to come to me, and I really need to go out there and make opportunities for myself and go out there and find people to talk to. And I really do pass up a lot of opportunities I don't really think about. And I just want to be more open to that and just not be so fearful, I guess, of men, and just think more about the Lord and trust in Him to give me strength to talk to others. Another thing that the Lord spoke to me about was he spoke to me about not worrying so much about what other people think of me. Sometimes I just seek approval from other people, and it feels nice when people, you know, encourage you and say you're doing the right things, but sometimes I don't care enough about what the Lord thinks of what I'm doing. I do, but not enough. I seek more if this person says I'm doing good, then, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I'm on the right track, but I need to really be focused more on what the Lord wants and what the Lord's saying to me, and not so much on other people, people's opinions of me. I guess another thing that he spoke to me about was a good name, and I know he spoke to a lot of people about that this week, having a good name, good testimony, and that's just, it's so important of what people see in you, if they see the Lord in you. When I'm gone, what are people going to say about me? Are they going to say, you know, she really lived a life for Christ, she really just, you know, cared what the Lord thought about her, and was just a good witness, and she had a good prayer life, and she just was on fire for the Lord? Or, you know, are they going to say, well, we don't really know? And I don't want to just be a good girl. I want Christ to shine through me. I want to be a Christ-like girl. And so I just hope the Lord will help me to do that. And also, the Lord has really just been burning me about our youth group. And I know that if each one of us, the Lord can speak to us. And I know He did. He was wanting to speak to everyone. I don't know if they opened their hearts. I think that most of them did. I can't see into their hearts, but I believe that with those messages that the Lord must have got in there and spoke to their hearts somehow, some way. And I just hope that you will pray for us, because being this age, and I know I'm not in a public school, but still, it's hard. We get self-conscious and nervous about going out there and talking to people, and it can be really hard. And sometimes it's hard to just stand up for what you believe in, but I hope that each and every one of us will do that, and that our hearts will be revived, and it'll help you guys, and that you guys will be able to see a difference in us. So I hope that you'll just pray for us as we try to do that, and just pray for me as I look to God for what He wants me to do in my life. Thank you.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me, and thank this church for all that y'all did to make sure we went on this trip. I want to thank Pastor Joe and Miss Jody and Brother Chris and Miss Angie and Miss Beth and Brother Mickey for putting up with us this week. And I just want to, the Lord really spoke to my life about the open door. Before I went on the retreat, I was, didn't have an open heart for the Lord. I just want to have an open door and let the Lord in my life and be an example. The Lord also spoke to me about a good name. I want to have a good name to where when I'm gone, people know that I'm a Christian and my family can see I'm a Christian. I hope that y'all pray for me and pray about the decisions I'm making, and I just want to say thank you.
I want to start off by saying thank you to the church for letting us go, and all people that went and put up with us the whole time and the crazy stuff that we did. And as Faith already said, there was lot of messages that really spoke to me. One in particular was the treasures of a good name, and how it is, there's a price for a good name, and there's a privilege for a good name, and how sometimes, you know, I don't really think about how, as a Christian, I could give a bad testimony for the Lord, and people could get turned off by it, and I don't want to do that when I die. You know, I don't want to, I'm really nervous. I don't want to, I don't want people to say, well, you know, she served the Lord, but, you know, she just kind of was there. I want them to be able to say that she served the Lord with all her heart, and she wanted to do what the Lord wanted her to do. And there was one thing that Brother Scott Pauley said that really stuck out to me, and it was the wounds of a friend are better than the kisses of an enemy. And just to pick the right friends, not the ones that just tell you what you want to hear, but ones that will tell you what you need to hear and how you need to serve the Lord. And I just want to thank you all again for letting us go.
I just want to start off by saying thank you to everyone who was letting us be able to go on this youth retreat. It really helped me in my spiritual walk with the Lord. I want to thank Brother and Mrs. Jody and Brother Shelton and Miss Beth and Brother Chris and my mom and Brother Mickey for driving the bus. One of the things the Lord really spoke to me about was being a better witness, and how I do people know that I'm a Christian when I walk around, or do they think I'm just some normal person? I want to be known to be different for the Lord, and I just I just want to, you never really think about, like, when you're at a restaurant, you never really think that, oh, that person might not be saved. I just want to think about those things and be a good witness and have good testimony, and I hope that you'll pray for me.
Amen.
I just want to thank the church and everybody that allowed us to go and everybody that went with us. And there are several things that the Lord did speak to me about this weekend. And one of them was having a good name that they've been talking about. He preached on that. And I go to a public college, and I go to work and I go home, and I just want everybody there to be able to know that I'm a Christian. I don't want to be ashamed of it, and I'm thankful that God has given me the strength to stand up for Him. I know it's none of it is me; it's all Him. And I'm thankful that He's allowed me to stand for Him, in the sense that when I'm at work, if somebody's telling a bad joke or something, they automatically walk away, and I thank God for that. And I just wanted to pray, have you guys help me pray that doesn't change, because I don't want to be just like everybody else. I want them to know that I'm a Christian. And he also spoke to me about being lukewarm. One of the messages that Brother Scott Pauley preached, he used this verse, and it said, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." And it was talking about the Laodiceans in Revelation. And everybody's heard that verse before. And it really got me, because sometimes you just get complacent. You know, you go through the motions. You read your Bible, you pray, and you don't really let it speak to you. And it's not enough. You have to actually focus on God and focus on what He wants you to do and let Him actually speak to your heart. And I just prayed that God would help me to do that more, and help me not to just go through the motions and not to just, you know, put on a good act, but actually, you know, focus more on what He wants me to do. And the last thing that he showed me was, Brother Scott Pauley was preaching about opening the door of your heart to the Lord, and just something he said really stuck with me. And he was talking about how when he was in the Bible, where it tells them to open their heart to the Lord, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me." And he was talking about how that portion of Scripture is written to believers, not only to people who are lost, So there are people who are Christians who haven't given all of themselves to God. And it's like, you've got a ring of keys. This is just the example he gave. You have a ring of keys and you give him the ring of keys, but you still hold on to one. But if he's not Lord of everything, then he's not Lord at all. And you have to open that door to him and make sure that your whole life is surrendered to God. And I just pray that you would help us to do that.
I would just like to thank everybody that helped us be able to go to the Cape Canaveral for that weekend. So thank you.
I just want to thank the church for helping pay the bills to go on the trip, and Brother Mickey for driving us, and all the adults.
I just wanted to thank everyone for letting us go to the retreat, and the Lord did show me a couple of things this week. One, that I can be more open and talk to people a lot more and stuff like that, and two, to talk more about the Bible to people. Thank you.
I just want to start off by thanking the church, because without you guys it wouldn't have been even possible to go. We learned a lot, like everybody was saying, about having a good name. Scott Pauley, how he preached, and about being lukewarm. That spoke to me a lot, because for the past few months, I've been just coasting, pretty much just coming in and out of church, not really doing anything, just sitting in the pews, you know, pretty much playing church. And I got sucked into playing David, and so I'm going to play here, but that was just for fun, I guess. But I enjoyed it too, but it just really spoke to me and like really rekindled my fire for being in church. And I just want to thank all the adults for taking us and putting up with us the whole time, especially Brother Mickey. I know it's hard to drive the bus with all that screaming and going, the stuff going, and boys flying across the seats, Jeremiah and Shane. So it was a lot of fun, and he really got us off to a good start when we all got on the bus. Air was working great. I mean, we really take air conditioner for advantage. We do. And we smell this burning smell. And it gets really hot all of a sudden, and then we go out and check, and the air is not working right before we're getting ready to leave. So, but then we prayed about it. Well, I prayed about it. I was like, man, I really need air. It's hot. And so we prayed about it, and the Lord blessed us and had a mechanic at the church we were going to, and we had air on the way back. So that was a huge blessing. And he just spoke to my heart in a lot of ways up there. And thank you for everybody helping us be able to go.
I would like to thank the Lord for saving me, and I would also like to thank everybody that went down there with us, and thank the church for paying our way.